Did you manage to see the political drama on ABC TV called Total Control? Australian music legend Missy Higgins composed and sang for both series, and that is the inspiration behind her new EP of the same name. Missy Higgins popped by the studio a little earlier. Welcome back to RM Breakfast, Missy Higgins.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Take us back to when you were writing the music for the TV show Total Control. How does the creative process work for you when writing for TV? Do you think about it differently to constructing your own album?
Yeah, it's really different. I mean, I had the images from the episode on the computer in front of me, particularly Deborah Mailman's face, because I was mainly writing for her character. For the first season, I worked with the music producers. They kind of made the sound bed for me to write on top of. And then the second season, I started from scratch, so I just played along with the scenes on my guitar. And, yeah, it's really different. I mean, I'm trying to get into the headspace of the character. And this character, Alex Irving, her name is, she's very complicated and brave and gritty, and she completely speaks her mind, and she's had a really kind of hard life up until that point. And I don't know, there was a lot to delve into, and I guess I try to find the intersections where I can relate to what she's going through, you know, kind of try to distill whatever she's going through to something that I can relate to and something hopefully kind of universal that I can put into a lyric.
And at what point did you think, there is more here. Let's turn them into full songs.
I think I realised once I had written definitely the songs for the second season as well, I realised that I had a really large bunch of songs that were really quite meaty and interesting and a bit different for me too. But they weren't quite finished because the scenes I was writing for were not, you know, 3.5 minutes long like a pop song is. They were about 1.5 minutes long usually. So it just seemed a shame to leave them as is, and I wanted to set myself the task of expanding them into meaning a lot more and also just telling more of the story.
Now, you recently celebrated the ABC's 90th birthday performing in Alice Springs, but you were also there for an organisation called Children's Ground. You're an ambassador for them. Tell us more about it.
Yeah, that was really great. I've been an ambassador for Children's Ground for a little while now, but I hadn't actually seen them in action. So they're based in the Northern Territory. They support First Nations families to get back out on country and to get their kids back out on country and to teach their kids their traditional languages and their culture and try to instill in their kids a sense of pride of where they come from. And that really comes from literally being on their homeland and, you know, telling the stories of that land and singing the songs of that land. So I got to be there during a lot of these kind of learning lessons, and it was really beautiful. Like you could just tell that the kids were just so happy in themselves and just feeling so comfortable, and that the women were feeling, I don't know, there was just a real sense of pride of culture and passing these stories down to the younger generation. And they all write in these big black books at the end of every session of what they've taught the kids and what went well and what didn't go well. So the idea of Children's Ground is to ultimately, after, you know, quite a long time of doing these lessons out on country, to write a kind of blueprint that different communities and different cities can follow that will enable this program to kind of expand across Australia.
You've also been out touring this year. You're heading to the Mundi Bash in Western New South Wales soon, but you're also at the Big Red Bash, which is a festival that takes place on the edge of the Simpson Desert. How was that experience?
It was pretty crazy, actually. It felt like we were in the middle of nowhere. And yeah, it was great. I mean, everybody that came there had travelled a really long way, you know. People had been in caravans with their kids for weeks making their way into the desert, and there was a real sense of, wow, we're on the edge of the world here together. And there was these giant sand dunes that the kids were kind of sliding down on their boogie boards, and it was really beautiful. It was a really unusual festival. And yeah, this next one, the Mundi Bash, is kind of the sister festival to that. It's out in Broken Hill, so another middle of nowhere desert festival. I think it'll probably be a similar vibe.
We're really grateful that you're going to play a live song for us now. Your latest single is called I Take It Back. You've said this song is about reclaiming your story, identity and power as a woman, and you wrote it at a time when Australia was grappling with the same questions, right?
Yeah, a lot of this album, well, the songs I wrote for the TV show were kind of coinciding with a lot of things happening in Parliament, particularly Brittany Higgins and Grace Tame standing up in front of Parliament and telling their truth and claiming their story. And I thought, I was so inspired by them, and I'm so inspired by, I guess, this new generation of women that are feeling like perhaps now they don't need to worry about losing their job if they speak up, and perhaps they can claim their own story and they don't have to be so afraid about speaking their truth. And I think that really inspired me, and I thought, my daughter's growing up in a world that I feel a lot more comfortable in as her growing up as a woman. I think that she's got a lot of good role models to look up to now.
I think we're from more of a similar generation. I thought that I was a young feminist, and I was, but still there were things I didn't say or didn't do that I see younger women doing so well. I shouldn't call it effortlessly, because it's really hard actually still for them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But they're still doing it. They're doing it in a way that I didn't see when I was at the same age.
Yeah, they're being very brave. I mean, I know it was definitely a traumatic thing for them to do, and really, really hard. I mean, I was just filled with awe watching them do that, to be honest. But the fact that they could do that, and they've had a lot of Australia behind them, you know, is a massive thing. You know, we've been marching in support of them, and we've come a long way for doing that.
We sure have. Missy Higgins, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Take it away. Here's Missy Higgins with I Take It Back.
I take it back, you're going down. I've had enough of your jacket, holding my shame around. I take it back, you're gonna bruise. 'Cause I got something you don't, I got nothing to lose. You had my trust, I gave you that, yeah, I gave you that. Gave you my power, but I take it back, I take it back. You won't remember, but I can't forget. So I'm gathering up everything I ever tried to suppress. Now I'm a walking weapon, a bleeding history book. I see you closing your eyes, but I'm gonna make you look. 'Cause you had my heart, I gave you that, I gave you that. Gave you my power, but I take it back, I take it back. Ooh, 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 the power to speak my mind without a tech, to hold my head high, shoulders back, the power to turn these tables round, to stand up when you want me down, the power to choose what's right for me, for my future, for my family, the power to burn these filthy walls. I take it back, I take it all. My light, my dark, my fire, my spark, my story, my vision, my choices, my decisions. Count the minutes, count the hours. I'm taking back my power. And when I take it back, you're gonna wish you treated me better.
Take It Back from Missy Higgins' mini album Total Control, performed live for you here on RN Breakfast. And you can catch Missy at the Monday Monday Bash and a few other great festivals and gigs this year.
It's easier than ever to hear your favourite local and national ABC radio stations live and on demand on the ABC Listen app.